Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Well, a thief broke into Jenna Dewan's Tesla and stole her purse.
Honestly, thank you and everybody for all the love and the support.
Channing Tatum's ex was distraught after she found her window got smashed and her purse was stolen in broad daylight on the Sunset Strip. The good news, the whole thing was captured by the paparazzi. So apparently they were just there watching this happen, taking pictures.
Like, hey man, can you turn this way real quick?
Exactly.
Hold on, just one second.
Just observing. The small purse was worth $3,000. The suspect hopped in a vehicle, a black Kia, and took off. And then Jenna's new boyfriend, Steve Kazee, was there and helped out. But they were like thankful to the paps because now they have everything on video and they'll probably get everything back.
So. I always like tell my wife, I'm like, please stop, please stop. She'll like leave her purse on the seat or like in the back. I'm like, you got to hide it. Do you do that?
Or I have a bad habit, but now I throw it under something. You know who got me going? My little girl, Lulu. She's like, Mommy, you need to hide this because she'll hide her tablet or anything like that.
Yeah, I mean, that's me. I'm like your little daughter. Right
yes. Yep,
I'll be Lucy. Little JoJo.
Little JoJo, little Lulu. I love it. Well, Jason Momoa, little JJ, got stuck on an elevator, and he chronicled the whole thing. Aquaman himself, he was in Vancouver, Canada at a hotel, and he got stuck there with his friends and his dog. He said right now he was posted on Instagram all over the place. They opened a bag of M&Ms, had a couple of beers. 2 hours later, they were rescued by his stunt team. 2 hours in an elevator. Why did it take that long?
Who is it that, oh my God, I'm blanking right now, but we had an artist that came into town recently and we had a show and they got stuck in the elevator for like an hour.
Bozzy. Our elevator? In the building?
Not in our building.
At his hotel.
At his hotel though, but like our show, Bozzy got stuck in an elevator for like 2 hours.
What?
Yeah.
It's weird that happens still.
I'm just afraid that it's going to happen to me. I'm not going to have my phone. It's going to be the weekend. Nobody's going to come and rescue me.
You're not going to have M&Ms or beer. It's
nothing.
Worst. Well, former Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski, Gronk, he became emotional when describing his decision to retire from the NFL in March.
But I want to be clear to my fans. I needed to recover. I was not in a good place. Football was bringing me down, and I didn't like it.
So he is now an advocate for players to be allowed to use CBD products for pain relief. He just said, hey, physically, mentally, it took a huge toll on me. And now he's standing behind this cause, which is really cool. Of course, he was 29 when he retired, same age as Andrew Luck that just shook the nation over this last weekend. So, you know, we don't realize, we always think these guys, they're rich, they're famous, they're athletes, they have beautiful girlfriends. We think their life is perfect, but you really don't know what's going on day to day with them.
No, then you hear about their injuries, too. I mean, you think about it. They start playing football, like, when they're in middle school. All the way, 29 seems so young, but it's actually pretty old.
It's
20 years.
Living with that pain. Well, it's been 15 years since Kobe and Shaq were teammates, and Kobe Bryant is going on the record saying Shaquille could have been amazing.
I mean, this guy was a force like I have never seen. I mean, I wish he was in the gym. I would have had 12 rings.
So man, he's calling him out.
I know they're nice to each other, but they also talk a lot of crap about each other.
Yeah, he's saying basically if he was in better shape and had a better work ethic, he would have been amazing, next level. Interesting. How do you think Shaq's taking this news?
I think he's just fine. I mean, he's got tons of endorsements. He's still doing well, and it might be true, but I don't think he's going to respond to it.
Just don't be lazy.
Don't do it at all. Mackenzie with the garbage this morning here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.